Okay, I just want to start this by saying how nervous I am to be doing this again. I used to make audios a couple years ago, and I don't know if I intend to do this again as frequently as I used to. But my intention for this one is hopefully to be healing. Healing for both myself and for you who's listening. I have a very loose idea on how I want this to go, but I truthfully don't know. And obviously, once this is posted, you'll know however this ends up. So, yeah, I'm nervous. I think because I'm trying to let myself get into a very vulnerable place. And in the hopes that you engage with it as well, I just really wanted to create a safe space for both you and I to feel and to just be with our emotions. And the thing is you can either be with me here and now and listen to my voice and let me guide you and listen to what I'm saying. Or if something that I say kind of makes you think, you're welcome to just kind of leave me in the background and be with yourself and your feelings, because that's kind of what I intend for this to be. It's just a safe place to feel. Judging by the title, I'm sure you know this is kind of to do with having a broken heart and heartbreak. I guess I'll start this by saying that I am now 4 months out of a loving long-term relationship at which I ended. I feel like I need to say that I'm the one who ended it because it wasn't like it was a big, terrible breakup and a man broke my heart. It's rather the opposite, where it was a soft and slow and sad breakup where I just knew it wasn't right. For those of you that have listened to my audios before and are possibly a follower of mine, you'll know that I moved to England and I fell in love with a man in London. I finally got a Londoner that I've always wanted, and it was great. I realized it was a good relationship. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't right either. And I think there is courage and patience in that to know that it wasn't right, and to each time that something happened, or he said something, or we came back from a date and just something didn't feel right in my gut. That is the feeling that you have to listen to, and at the end of it all, be prideful in that you listened to yourself, to that gut, to that voice, and knowing to walk away. It was one of the hardest things, truly. Like I tried to take a few breaks with him before the breakup happened because I didn't want to let go, but I knew it had to be. I loved him. I loved him truly, but I never saw him as my forever. I knew that deep down in my heart that he was not the one. But that didn't stop me from trying to make a future. I tried so hard. But I also knew eventually to not make myself fit into someone's life when it was not for me. I knew it wasn't right, and I knew I couldn't mold myself to fit into his life, and sadly also into the life of England and London, which was a dream of mine. that I chased after for years. And with falling in love with this the country and this dream that I worked so hard to achieve, when it came to the end of my visa, it also came to the end of our relationship because I just knew it both of it wasn't me. It wasn't it just it, so many things just didn't feel right, no matter how hard I tried to make it feel right. I tried so hard, and I tried even tried to stay. I tried to make it work, and until the very last day of my visa, when I ultimately had a one-way plane ticket booked home, and I had to go home. There's still a part of my heart in London with him and with that city. And I still don't fully know if I'm done with England or Europe for over there. I don't know what's in store. I just know what I was achieving there was just, it was not it. And my love story with him was not it. I'm not intending this audio to be entirely about me talking about my ex, because I don't think anyone would listen to this then. But I just kind of wanted to share my side of the story and let you think about, if you're listening to this after coming out of a relationship, let you think about yours. I'm intending for this to be for anyone who's heartbroken. Anyone who either ended a relationship or had a relationship suddenly end with them, I just really ultimately wanted to make a place where we can feel these feelings. I'll admit I've been doing a lot of that in the last fucking 4 months. Oh my God, I'm not crying as much, that's for sure. And I think slowly but surely, things like this, like creating this audio, are a sign of progress for me that I'm healing. I think the first 2 months were the worst. Like, physically, my body was broken down. And even though I'm the one who ended it, even now, my love has not ended, it has not faded. I still love him, and I always fucking will. And that's almost the hardest thing, is when knowing love isn't enough. Especially because the factor of me possibly moving to this country permanently for him, a lot of other factors then played in: commitment, money, job security, so many things. And things just didn't line up either. And that was all a sign. It's all about listening to your gut, isn't it? And listening to your heart. It hurts. It really does hurt. I think when I broke up with him, that is some of the worst heart-wrenching pain I've ever felt in my life, because it felt like my chest was being ripped apart because I was ripping apart his. Along with that ache, there were so many feelings in my body. And I'm trying to kind of go back there and I guess, let myself heal from that. It was like this tenderly love and pain, and also arousal in a way, just this deepening affection and pain and hurt all in one for this person I'm saying goodbye to. It was a very interesting feeling. I don't know if you've ever felt that or how you felt when your heart shattered, but it's like this overwhelming, warming, yet painful sensation. Whereas confusing and uncomfortable, but also connecting, because my body knew that was the last time too, that this person I shared a connection with, this beautiful, arousing, intimate, passionate connection, was coming to an end as well. I guess that leads me kind of to not make this entire audio just fucking sad. I promise there's gonna be something out of it, some good out of it, hopefully. As I said, I just want you to feel with me, please, and go through these emotions together. Because despite listening to this, both of us not in relationships, I'm going to assume, we can be simultaneously going through these feelings together and healing on our own paths and our own journeys. So thank you for being here with me. And thank you for listening and letting yourself heal. Because even though you said goodbye to a love, there's still your heart that you have to love, the one that you'll take with you to the end of your life. Out of all the hearts that you will love, only yours will be the one that will ultimately stop beating and that will go with you. So, moving past the breakup. Now is the moment, now is the time to embrace yourself, embrace your self-love. And now that your heart has been fucking privileged to feel love, because my God, is that an amazing, beautiful, incredible feeling is to be in love and to be loved. You can still feel that, but for yourself. And now that your heart knows it and knows how to love someone, then now you can convey that to yourself too. I want you now to feel deeply with me, to bring back that feeling and that connection. And feel deeply within it, within yourself. I'm trying to, trying to make this vulnerability feeling that I have into something more intimate and lustful. And in a way, it is arousing. I can't explain the feelings, but I hope you get what I'm trying to do or feel what I'm trying to feel. Because, as I said, there's like this warming connection. And I want you to understand it's okay to feel this with yourself. To be present with yourself. Okay. I'm trying to relax more now. I kind of got the, I guess the hard, vulnerable parts off my chest. And now I'm just trying to relax. I prepped before this audio. I took a nice warm bath, lit a candle, read a book, which I dropped in the tub. So that wasn't as relaxing. But I tried. But I'm still warm from it. I'm now just wearing a robe. Well, half wearing it. And after confessing all this to you, a stranger listening, it feels also okay. And now that I feel kind of open, I think I'm okay to just let myself fully go. I am to try and just feel everything. I'm gently playing with my nipple right now and just gently moving my hand across my breasts and just over my warm skin, warm from the bath and soft from the lotion I put on afterwards. I don't often bathe, but it is nice. It's if you try not to overthink about it too much, it's not too gross. It can be relaxing. And I find it's a really nice way to kind of get in touch with myself too. What are you doing? Are you caught up in your feelings and your emotions? Do you feel aroused? Do you feel relaxed? How are you feeling in this moment? I think from here, after being open and honest with ourselves, I think we deserve to reward our bodies after what they've been through. And know, please fucking know that it's okay for you to feel these sensations and arousal for yourself. I know that it feels like sometimes your body, when you're in a relationship, belongs to someone else. But right now, it is yours. And my body is mine. And I want you to appreciate all that it's been through and all that it's carried you through. So I ask you, as you're listening to this, and going through the feelings, let yourself also explore yourself. Feel things. Relax. Just lose yourself. It's okay to put your walls down. To be vulnerable, because it opens you up and is helping you heal, my darling. I am now just trying to lean in to to the arousal. At which all these emotions and feelings you're kind of leaning towards. And I want you to relax with me and do whatever feels right in this moment. My hand has now moved from my breasts gently down to my clit, and I'm trying not to overthink this, even not even overthinking about what I'm saying out loud, so I apologize if shit doesn't make sense from here on out. But as I've been saying, I'm just trying to be with myself and in this feeling and in these emotions. And honestly, just pleasure myself and release it all. Just be here with me, please. I'll be okay. Feels good. It feels really good, actually. Just enjoying feeling my body, enjoying it and what it does for me. Oh, I hope you're touching your body. Feel deeply with me. Be deeply in me. Relieving. Is that the word?
Oh, Oh my God, I just feel really good. I really good, really good within myself. Fuck, that is always needed. Oh my God, especially after feeling the shitty feelings and the hard feelings, then just fucking release it all away. Oh my God, you deserve that too. Oh. I'm tired now from being relaxed, from coming. I don't have much more to say, I think. I hope this audio, I have no idea how it went. I hope it goes how I wanted it to be intimate and vulnerable and healing and relaxing and everything in between. I hope you're able to be here with me presently in whichever way you need it to be. Thank you for spending this time with me.